Welcome to AM Best Audio.
New research from TransUnion reveals key consumer migration trends with major implications for insurers. In 2024, three of the top five U.S. destinations for movers were in Texas, while Gen Z bucked the broader trend by heading to cities others were leaving. With shifts in where and how far people move, insurers face new challenges in customer acquisition, risk assessment, and beneficiary tracking. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Patrick Foy, Senior Director, Market Strategy, P&C Markets for TransUnion. Patrick, so glad you could join us.
So happy to be here, John. Thank you.
So, Patrick, what are the most important implications of these migration trends for insurers, especially those operating in fast-growing Texas markets?
Right. So I think the most important trends that we're seeing are, first and foremost, the catastrophe risk implications within the property markets. So you look at the cities that and the states that have the greatest net outbound migration, which is, you know, probably not unexpected to be California markets as well as northeastern U.S. And the inbound migration is primarily focused in southeastern markets like Florida, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. And you're seeing that, you know, these have a much broader risk profile as it comes to hurricanes, severe convective storms. And you're still not entirely out of the woods with things like winter storm and wildfire. So, you know, the risk implications of that are, you know, there's going to be more exposure to more frequent events and not necessarily getting away from some of the more severe events as well.
Want to ask about Gen Z. And first of all, could you define Gen Z for us, Patrick?
So Gen Z is going to be, in our database, they're credit active individuals who were born between the years of 1997 and 2012.
Okay, so Gen Z is gravitating towards cities that others are leaving. How should insurers adjust their outreach and product strategies to reflect this generational divergence?
Right. So Gen Z right now are currently primarily renter population, but we all know that they're going to be buying homes 5-10 years from now. So it's important for insurers to start building and cultivating those relationships. A lot of these markets where they're moving, like New York, Chicago, Washington, these aren't necessarily markets where they're going to be owning vehicles and driving, but they're obviously all going to be renters. They have to live somewhere. So I think it's important to start working on building out that foundational and starting to establish sticky relationships with these new consumers as they're matriculating through the insurance lifecycle.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How can insurers improve their ability to locate life insurance beneficiaries amid rising interstate migration and reduced access to federal death records?
Right. I think it's important that you have, you utilize all assets that are available that, you know, are able to track consumers as they're migrating in the, you know, within databases that are authoritative around, you know, credit data. They're going to be able to track all the moves. They're going to be able to, you know, transcend. They have one continuous consumer record within a credit database, for example, where you can see where all the different permutations of name and address on an individual. And there's going to be most well suited to be able to identify, you know, where consumers are popping up, where they're receiving their mail, where they are, you know, listing their next address for having their mail sent, for instance, for a credit card statement or utility statement.
So, Patrick, what steps should auto insurers take to better assess risk when motor vehicles reports fail to capture violations across state lines?
Yeah, one of the challenges, John, that we're seeing within the data is that traditional underwriting processes and risk assessment processes normally took into consideration, with state DMV records, for example, there were already existing reciprocity agreements within states, but we're seeing that roughly half of those states are actually either systemically able to continue carrying out those requirements or they're not doing it, right? So instead of 48 states having compact participating in compacts, in practice, only 24 are. So, it's important to make sure that you have national solutions in place using alternative data in addition to those traditional processes to supplement your ability to find individual violations that are occurring out of state, across state lines, are occurring with prior iterations of name and address. So an individual gets married, they move out of state. You don't want to lose that violation because, the violations are occurring in the states that they previously lived in, but you're pulling the underwriting reports in the state where they're living now. So it's important that you have that alignment.
With traffic violations reaching a post-pandemic high, how can insurers leverage alternative data sources like court records to improve underwriting accuracy?
Yes, so it's important that a insurer contemplate a multifaceted data strategy to ensure they're actually accurately assessing the risk associated with violation activity for insurers. So for instance, state DMVs are going to contain a lot of information on convictions, and they have compacts between 48 states typically, but only 24 states in process are, honoring those compacts, right? Whereas court records, for example, are able to capture all the activity that's happening across state lines, but it's maybe not available in every single market. So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's probably worth noting that based on a carrier's state-specific state footprint, there may be different varying combinations of, the best ways to use those court records to find all the violations, including violations prior that are out of state under different names and address combinations, as well as less than guilty and convictions that, things that haven't happened yet in terms of convictions, in addition to the motor vehicle report, which is going to be have 50 state availability, but may not always have the same data.
Patrick, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. This was fascinating.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
That was Patrick Foy, Senior Director, Market Strategy, PNC Markets for TransUnion. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.